Blog Talk Radio.
And hello today. Sorry, we had a little bit of technical difficulty here. So we're out and about today, and now we're on the air. Okay. Is there anybody out there? I just see somebody out there from California.
I'm here. Hey. Anybody else here?
Okay. Had a little technical difficulty here today.
No stick with itness by the rank and file? We're the only two people here? No, it can't be.
Oh, we've got one more on the way here, and they said, well, get your technical difficulty out, and then I'll be right back over there at you. Okay. So, what's on your mind today, Marvin?
Well, it's just more of the same, actually. There's a number of different cases popping up with various incidences of police brutality. So many of them, I kind of even focus away from all of that stuff because it's just...
Oh, my goodness.
It's going to end. It's just a never-ending phenomenon that's part of the landscape of this culture, you know. That's what it looked like to me.
Wow.
And, I don't know. I don't know what to say about all that, but I don't think it's going to change very much right now. There was something else I wanted to mention in my memory. Let me think. I was talking to David about it also.
Yeah, it's so much.
Oh,
so much.
Yeah, the supposed the supposed outing of all of these government officials who are members of the Ku Klux Klan.
Really?
somebody, I forgot who it was, said there's a...
These hackers
that hack into everything and blow a whistle on all these different people. Well, this one agency said they were going to, as of I think it was yesterday or something, they were going to give a list of all of the government officials that are in the Ku Klux Klan, and they released it. And it was several senators and House speakers of different states and whatnot. And there's still no word out from the people that they outed as to whether they are or not, or denying it or anything. But it was on the internet this morning, I seen it. I just briefly looked at it. That's
that would be great to look at some of those. If you could pull that up, that would be awesome.
Yeah, I could find it again, I'm sure. But it was a whole bunch of people. It was, you know, six or seven people in various states. It was, I think it was a female Kentucky House whip or something. I can't remember her name, but someone from Ohio. It was about six or seven people they mentioned. I'll probably be able to find it eventually.
I know they had said they were going to be doing something like that in terms of giving them lists and people's names, all of that kind of good stuff. But yet,
that shouldn't be any surprise to anybody either, by the way. It's just information, but it really shouldn't be a surprise because that sort of thing has been going on so long. We know it might be a surprise to other people, but we as a people should have the understanding that this is what they do. You know?
Right. Right. We know that's the bottom line on all of that. This has got to be the thing that people want to get into and stay into nowadays, which is so sad. Because there's enough here for everybody, and I just can't ever understand what is the whole kit and caboodle stuff about. Yeah. Just amazing.
Well, it is. It really is. One of
yeah,
things,
well, what did you think about those people that got caught up in, and they're going to run for their office again in Michigan? Call in, call in. Yeah, hurry, hurry. Did you see that on the news? There was a, they were senators, or were they congressmen from Michigan? It was a man and a woman. They were having an affair, supposedly.
They got put out of office because they had an affair?
Exactly, because both of them were married.
But, I mean, that's not against the law.
Yeah,
I guess
but
they might
don't
have a code
that.
Of conduct or something because
they
I
have
mean,
a, they have a code of conduct. Yes, they do. And
okay,
they kicked them out. But listen to this. This was the other deal with those two. Both of them now are they said they were kicking them out and they were going to have a special election to fill their position. And guess what happened? Both of them have now gone filed to fill their own positions.
Yeah, exactly. Now,
and,
this is a
and
state,
that was kind
these
of
state
funny.
Position. Are these state positions or federal
D.C.,
positions?
D.C., these are federal guys, federal
okay.
congressman
okay.
and congresswoman. Tira, did you hear about the two that were having an affair?
No, I did
not.
Out.
They got kicked out. They're two in Michigan, two, a man and a woman. But then this is the irony of it all. The man wanted some of his people to come up with some weird story about him being, what do they call it, in an affair with a man or being caught somewhere with a man. So he was trying to start that forest fire to take them and deter them away and distract them away from him having an affair with this woman who was in there.
Oh, my goodness. And that's in Michigan.
That these are two Michigan federal D.C. representatives.
Oh,
I
Lord.
Thought that was rather funny.
Well, today is election day, and I did receive a call from the NAACP, so they're making their calls. I did some election work over the weekend. Actually, up in Virginia this past weekend and the weekend before. But I am most definitely going here in Houston. I'm not going to do that early this morning. And I'll tell you, it just really completely slipped my mind. So I am glad the NAACP did call because I'll definitely go and vote because, you know, I'm against that bathroom ordinance proposition. I think it's 2 here in Houston. But as far as mayor, I tell you, I just really don't know who I want to vote for mayor because I think there are like 3 black gentlemen running for the seat. Neither one of them have done anything. So, I mean, I'm really conflicted. And I think that that's like really something that, you know, not just me, a lot of other people, and particularly black people, that's what we feel. We're like, okay, first of all, we have all of these different black men running against each other. But then really neither one of y'all have done anything.
I'm not hearing you call into the show now. I have it up.
I mean, what do you do? Mother Hattie, you're a proponent of voting, and I wish Delta was on the line. She's a proponent of voting. But I don't like to just go to the vote and just be like, oh, let me hold my nose and close my eyes to vote for one of these people, because none of them
have
done anything.
Well, you do want to vote for one of them. You really do want to vote for one of them.
Well,
really,
it's good
really
that you
do.
It's good that you're able to see that basically – they all represent the same thing because a lot of people fail to see that. The bottom line is, you know, you have enough insight to understand that. That's why I vote, but that's why I tell people all the time, my vote is purely symbolic. I don't do it with the expectation of something really happening because I'm intelligent enough to look at all of the candidates and listen to what they say and see what they do and know they're not going to really do very much. None of them are that much different than the others. The system is set up to where that's just the way it is. You're playing a game that is is fixed. Essentially,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's a game. You know, it's like being in a game that you can't win and whatnot. So it's more of a formality than anything with me. I'll be very truthful. The lower the levels you get, sometimes it works because it's on a local level. But when it comes to that, you know, those levels, the way it's set up, man, you might have three or four African candidates, and they all might not be worth two dead flies, to be very truthful. So just look upon it as being a symbolic gesture. You know, if there was somebody that you ran that you really thought could do something, you know you'd vote for them, but this is it. That's how I deal with it.
Yeah.
Indeed.
But you picked the worser of the lesser of the ones, you know, the lesser of the two evils or three evils in this case.
Well, I'm not a very religious person, but the religion that I was raised in when I was religious always told us there is no such thing as degrees of evil. Evil is evil.
Well,
so
that's true.
That's how I look at things, you know. There's very few things in life that are black and white. There's more gray areas. But when it comes to evil, evil is evil with me.
Well, it is. However, we know we're going to have evil. So, if we're going to have it, you got to put up with some of it. For instance, I would pick out one of them, talk to them deeply, and ask the one, get some kind of commitment from at least one of them on what you need to have done. If they're all the same old representation of nothing for you and the community. There's Delta's on the line now, Delta Cougar. Sure wants to know, what do you do when all three of the mayoral candidates in the area that she lives in are worthless for the black community? Delta, should she vote or she just can them all?
Oh, no, I hadn't went and voted yet, but I am going to vote.
Well, you know I went to vote because I'm running for public office today.
Well, I am going to vote, and I hope you pull it out against those white devils.
We got my vote.
Wait a minute, but see, that's the thing. What she's saying is these are black devils.
We have three black men running for mayor here. I think the two Latino brothers running. I think the Latino brothers are going to win, actually. But not only does that split the black vote, that's the main thing. And then second, none of them have done anything worthwhile. When you go into black communities like Sunnyside, which is an impoverished black community, I have a friend who lives over there in that particular area, there are no sidewalks whatsoever. And these people claim to have grown up and lived in Houston and all of this kind of stuff. So you know that they're not in the sidewalks over there. You pull out of a driveway, you need to make sure you don't fall into a ditch. You know, and that's ridiculous. Why is it that the black neighborhood is always like that? No sidewalk. Okay, and then number two, there was one of the candidates that's running for mayor. I know for a fact that when it was up for a vote for city workers to receive a pay increase, he was very, very satisfied with city workers only receiving a 1% pay increase. So he's not fighting for the working people. So that's why I'm saying, like, how do you hold your nose and close your eyes and vote for these people? But the thing about it, it's not his fault, I say, it's black people, because you know, when do we start holding these people accountable as mother-headed? When do we come up with a list? When do we ask them what type of policies do you plan on affecting or changing or keeping or anything like that? You know, we just say, oh, well, I'm going to, because I did it with Obama. I listened to everything he said. Ooh, Obama's going to be transparent. Ooh, Obama, this Negro is transparent live. Once again, here we go with the extended wars this week. You know, so, I mean, he's
going
back.
Yeah, I don't think. Go ahead. I don't think he mean a lot, but see, Now, this is my opinion. I think when they get in office, they think that they can do this and they think they can do that. And when they realize, when they get in there, you can't do what you thought you were going to do. You got to answer to them big white boys that's over you. So
well,
you,
I mean, Obama's not stupid. He was president of Harvard Review. He was so he's not stupid. So, I mean, we were the ones that were ignorant, like myself, thinking that he was really going to get in there and do something. All he did was talk a good game to us, and we bought it, you know, hook, line, and sinker.
But well, we didn't have any choice, though. Obama knew exactly what he could and couldn't do. We don't. The problem
right.
is the people that vote don't realize the perimeters of what they can and can't do. They know. Obama,
that's
when you
right.
get, when you become president or senator or something like that, people got you in, you owe them something. And Obama knew he had to pay up. There's only so much he can do. We seem to think
right.
that somehow they could do this, they could do that. Obama can't do anything. He's, I mean, the system, the way the, like I said, the way this, that system is set up, once they get in, there's only so much they can do. He wasn't going to be able to do nothing in the first place. I mean,
right.
you know,
yeah.
let's be realistic. So
okay,
what can they do?
They
war is profitable. They want war to
that's
make
right.
money, and Obama was going to give them their war no matter what. He might have got
no
them out
what.
Of one. He got, he'll get them into another. They ain't going to settle for
mm-hmm.
nothing less than that. That's the way
absolutely.
The system works.
That's
and then,
it. Marvin is exactly right on that. We're the ones
okay.
that are unaware of how this system works. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay, no, I'm trying to get in. I want to say about, I saw this on Facebook. They got this petition going around by Don Lemon on CNN and Raven Simone, and they were saying that the people that's over CNN, they were saying they used to Don Lemon saying controversial
Lemon.
Things. Lemon, they used to him saying that because it makes the ratings go up. But this is how we got to get Raven, Simone, and different ones off. We got to start finding out who the sponsors are, and we got to call and name their sponsors out. Since they saying Don Lennon bring in ratings.
Lemon. Lemon, like the fruit lemon.
Like a lemon,
lemon.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Well,
lemon.
He got to, we got to go after their sponsors. So, I want us to start tweeting about their sponsors. That's that's my biggest thing. We need to tweet about they who their sponsors are, since they saying that he bring them ratings and they letting us know in so many words we not moving. Barbara Walters in so many words she ain't moving Raven Simone. So we got to go after these sponsors. And so we need to start putting it out there on Facebook, Twitter, everything, who the sponsors are. So, Ashia, if you can find out, because I know that computer.
I'm not going to do that. I'm going to tell you right now, I'm not going to do that. I'm not going to put my energy into that. I'm going to put my energy into something positive. I'm going to support those that I like instead of going up against that right there. Because niggas, y'all ain't going to do jack, okay? So, no, I'm just going to support what I believe in, you know, shows that I may believe in, like Mary Jane, they're dealing with some mental issues in the black community, family, things like that. So I would rather write those black married couples, the Akils, that's producing that show, and Mary Jane, Gabrielle Union, putting her money into that. I'd rather support them. I'd rather tweet to their advertisers and tweet to them and tell them they're doing a great job by exposing mental illness in the black community. Because Raven Simone and Barbara, they, look, just like Mama said about Obama, the folks know what they're getting into. They know what they're doing. That's their agenda. Y'all want to take energy in doing that, by all means, because there's enough out here for everybody to do. And I always say that. So that's not going to be a fight that I want to pick up. I'm starting to put my energy towards something positive, not all this negative stuff. Because they're going to keep on being negative. And I'm not going to let them bring me down to a low level like that. That's why we can't get nowhere as black people. We always focusing on this low level stuff, lower energy stuff. And it's just because of the different places that we're in our lives. Right now, I'm in a different place. I'm in trying to be geared more towards positivity. I'm not trying to bring nobody down. If Raven Simone want to be an idiot and look like Big Bird and talk about everybody else's name, so be it. Let her be like that. All I can do is pray that the little girl wake up one day and see the light. But I'm not going to continue in her demise and destruction and try to, I'm not putting my energy into that. My energy is too powerful and too strong, so I'm going to put it in something positive. That's
okay.
All I'm saying.
And then, okay, and then let me tell you about another story right quick, if you don't mind. Down here in some part of Mississippi, they had a white man. He was so angry because Walmart stopped selling the rebel flag. He went and built a bomb and sold it inside of Walmart.
I seen it on the internet this morning.
And did anybody get injured?
No, didn't nobody get injured. Not if they did, they're not telling the people. But you know that'll ruin Walmart business, you know.
Wow.
And then also they got the policeman that got fired. They got some little black teenage boys started a video saying, bring their coach back. Bring him back.
Yeah, he was a football coach. He was a football coach.
What school, Mother Dunham? What school and what city?
Oh, that's the up there where the police drugged the little girl in South Carolina.
Okay, so it's They're children from that school.
A group of black boys come up bringing.
Well, you know who they are, don't you? They're the ones who have probably some kind of problems with the police, and they told them, "You go do this, and I'll let you off." That's how they work their deal.
Exactly.
That's what they do. Flea bargain. Flea bargain. Wait a minute. It's called plea. I think it's really flea bargain.
Thank you.
Yeah, he was also the football coach of the school also. He was their football coach.
Oh, and then the principal, and he also the principal was on there talking about bringing him back.
Of course he was. Of course he was. Of course. They always
find these. How could they, after they see this happen to a little girl, how could they?
They don't care. They separated themselves from
that.
They
are sick. That's mentally ill all the way.
Mm-hmm.
When you're dealing with like sports, they probably have a different relationship with him, and so that you know he might not have showed all that kind of rage toward them as their coach.
That's
kind of what they're dealing with. They're still kids, and they're probably not mature enough mentally to straighten all of this or decipher.
You know that somebody hurt your little sister, and you think they don't understand that at high school. I just can't buy that.
They should.
No.
No, they most certainly should, but what I'm saying is...
I think they do. If it was your little sister, would you still love him and want him around you?
I understand. I don't agree with them, but I know what they're dealing with, man. That's what it is. They're dealing...
So are you telling me the average little teenage boy, if somebody hurt their little sister like that, they don't understand it? Or somebody hurt their mom?
That's not what I'm saying at all. You're misunderstanding what I'm saying.
You're saying they're disconnected from this possibly being their little sister. Or their parent.
I understand what you're saying. More than,
and
if they didn't have that kind of, relationship with them, they ain't gonna let that affect them. That's part of that sports culture. That's all I'm saying. I'm not defending it. Don't get me wrong, because he shouldn't be back. But I think that's how they're looking at it. Is what I'm saying.
But then also the young man made a statement because the lady did ask him what did he think about it. And he said, yeah, I think he was wrong to a certain degree, but yet also she was wrong because she played a greater part.
No, well, that's wrong. He's wrong. That's wrong. She didn't play a greater part. She didn't do anything to warrant what they did. That man did to her.
There was no reason. Even if she did something to warrant that man to do that, he's a big old man. You know,
There's nothing a little girl like that could do to him to have to do that to her.
There was no reason for that to happen.
No, there ain't nothing a little girl like that could do to him for him to do that to her. He didn't
That's
have
right.
no grounds to do that.
All you
know,
have
he's
to
lucky
do is
he,
she
he's
was
lucky he ain't
restrained.
In jail, personally. If a parent did that to a kid, they might put them in jail.
Mike, they would be in jail arrested right now.
Mm-hmm.
The local mess need to come right back on them.
But he shouldn't be back on that campus in any capacity.
No way.
Coach or anything else. But I know what this kid, you know, how they're thinking. You know.
Wow. Those children are mentally ill. They're mentally ill.
But also, like the father, that they had a father on there talking. I sent you I hope you looked at the video. I sent it to everybody. This black guy, it's all over the internet. His video is getting hot, and he was saying that if there had been a white child, that white child father had a right to kill him. And so he was saying, if it was my child, I would have killed him. It's basically what he's saying, and which is true. He was letting them know if he was white, if that child was white, he was doomed already from the start. It wouldn't have even waited till the next day. They'd have been out there looking for him. And see, mm-hmm. and that's what the father was saying. Then he also addressed the school board, and he told the school board that y'all put these people here. Y'all know all about these people, and y'all put them here. And he said, y'all have forced our hand in our community. He said, men like me, we have got together, and we decided we're not taking it anymore. And the school board asked the black man, was you threatening me? The black man said, no, it's not a threat. I'm just telling you what's real. He said, I'm telling you the reaction to a reaction, if I'm saying it right. What he was saying is y'all done forced our hand to take up and do what we got to do.
Well, that's interesting. David, would you like to chime in on any of this, or do you have another subject you had thought about talking about today? We want to make sure you get in here.
I think Obama is a great president, and I think that a lot of the activities that he's involved in with the criminal justice system and other activities that no white president would bother himself with are indicative of, as far as I'm concerned, his greatness as a president and his representation of black people as the president. People seem to think that he was supposed to make it fun to be black in this country.